This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Let's look at another example of one who lived out the impact statement we have been focusing on in recent visits. God wants me to walk, work, and worship with divine clarity while living in the midst of human ambiguity and ambivalence. The Apostle John was close to Jesus as the disciple whom Jesus loved. After Jesus Christ returned to heaven, John went forth to serve him. He did so with passion. He was concerned about keeping the message clear and on target. What did he get for his faithful service? He was exiled to the island of Patmos. From there, he wrote his books to the churches. It's obvious he had divine clarity as he ordered his life amidst human ambiguity and ambivalence. In 1 John, he shared how rich his fellowship was with God. He wanted those to whom he was writing to share in that fellowship. Then in the book of Revelation, he shares how he was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. For over half a century, he had maintained his relationship with Jesus, making time to worship him. While worshiping, he received a dramatic vision of the glorified Christ, insight into the needs of seven churches in what is now Turkey, and visions of what God was going to do in the future. With this truth in mind, he faithfully recorded what God had revealed to him for the enrichment and preparation of the church to face whatever the enemy of our souls would hurl at her. With a focus on Jesus Christ and what he had to say, they would be able, like him, to be overcomers and be rewarded by the Lord for their faithfulness. We can do the same if we follow his example.